Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, we've just looked at the wellness industry, and I want to move on now to the auto sector. And new car sales in South Africa are up 22% year on year, and industry leaders are calling it a sign of growing consumer confidence and economic revival. But is the motor industry's engine really firing on all cylinders? Or are we maybe making a mistake and looking at that rebound from last year's election slump for long-term momentum? So let's give you a perspective on this. I'm in conversation with Brandon Cohen, who is National Chairperson of the National Automobile Dealers Association. Brandon, good to talk to you. And are we seeing real growth in the sector, or is this, as I've just referenced, maybe a flattering comparison to a poor May last year, which coincided with the election?
Hi, thanks, Jeremy. I'm hoping it's not that. I hope we are turning a corner finally. Definitely, we're coming off a very low base. Last year, there was so much fear in the market, and we know why, that sales were down, rates were up, and now we're seeing the inverse of that. We certainly, even if we track month on month, which may be a slightly better indicator than year on year, we are up. We're up not as great as 22%, but we're up about 1,700 passenger units, 3,000 altogether. So we're cautiously optimistic, I think, is the way to put it.
You cite consumer confidence, which is a good thing, but the surge, I guess, is also driven by probably rental fleet replenishment as well as dealer incentives rather than true household buying power. A lot of us who are in the market, particularly for new vehicles, are still feeling the pinch.
100%. Absolutely. The rental companies have certainly helped in the last couple of months. I think May was the first time where maybe they're starting their defleet cycle out of Easter, and therefore they weren't very much in the market. But absolutely, I think people are still under immense financial pressure, and the interest rates, I think, just, you know, popped the cork a little bit, put some more people back into the market, but we're still a little bit worried that this is a true turnaround.
And I guess, Brandon, adding to that pressure is I read the average financed amount on new vehicles has dropped by almost 9%. And that would suggest that people are downsizing when it comes to vehicle choices out of desperation, even necessity these days.
Fully agree. Other than the buckies that South Africans love, if we look at the top 15 vehicles sold, pretty much all of them are small to medium vehicles. So certainly buying down, buying into value, and then that excludes all the used vehicles as well.
So if you look at the type of cars that South Africans are buying, and it's small to medium, where does that leave the bigger marques, do you think, and their future going forward? Are they in trouble?
Certainly in the short term. I think globally they're in trouble. Luxury brands are wonderful and they're highly aspirational, but I think, one, they're very, very expensive, and if people are under economic hardship, it's very difficult to get. But two, I think everybody else has caught up. And therefore, the gap between an ultra-lux vehicle and a traditional car is getting closer and closer in terms of spec, comfort, and things like that. And we are definitely seeing that come through as well.
Interesting to see that pivot then is to Chinese automakers.
Yeah, for sure. The Chinese came in at the right time. I think their timing, whether it was planned or not, when nobody else had stock of vehicles, came into the market out of COVID, people almost were forced to give them a second view, and they found that they are well-specced, very good cars at an incredible price, and they've just grown from there.
But there is a slight issue there, if I read all of this correctly. Only half the Chinese automakers reporting sales in May, and surely, Brandon, that skews the overall picture of actual market performance.
Yeah, for sure. There's probably around 24 brands currently in the market, and we believe only about 12 of them are reporting their figures. So it will definitely skew the numbers a little bit, but the big ones are the GWMs, the Cherries, and that, and their numbers are phenomenal.
You referenced earlier interest rates and possibly one more cut this year. That's obviously going to drive momentum. But the sector, of course, is now dangerously exposed to rate fluctuations. And I guess you've got to ask the hard question, what happens when that stimulus starts to fade?
Exactly. That is the worry. I think what we're seeing currently is the pent-up demand where people who possibly weren't overextended but were just too worried to jump into the market, as the rates start cutting, they jump in. I think people who really were at the edge of affordability, that is where the risk would be. We're seeing the longer-term financing, and definitely if stimulus comes out, if the Reserve Bank does hold, like in some other markets, I think we could be in for a little bit of a problem.
Brandon, how difficult is it these days for consumers to shop around for deals? Are there lots of those available?
Yeah, that's the one thing that is fantastic in our market. When you have 55 brands of vehicle in such a small market, everybody competing for the same customer, there are a lot of specials. And with everyone moving online to do their research, especially using AI, it's extremely, extremely easy to find the deals.
You mentioned a little earlier the commercial vehicle uptick is positive. South Africans, as you rightly say, we do love our buckies. That is a sign of economic confidence, but again, in the short term, because we also read parallel to that, that small business credit defaults are up. So therein lies the conundrum, is that this might be short-lived.
Absolutely. And the light commercial vehicle space is always a difficult one because it's not purely business oriented. We buy buckies, double cab buckies for personal use, not just for business use. And we have seen in the medium commercial, heavy commercial, and extra heavy, it has not been a very good picture over the course of the last 6 months. It still has been very bad. This month was wonderful in May, but generally it hasn't turned a corner just yet.
What do you make about some of the bigger players in South Africa starting to downsize their dealerships and also indication that they might leave the country entirely? Is that now becoming a lived reality for the sector?
It is. It is. It's still very limited to niche brands at the moment, but absolutely, we are not growing our economy, and if we don't grow our economy, we won't grow car sales correctly. And with so many players coming in and so many new players coming in, there's just not the space. And therefore, if you don't have a competitive vehicle at an extremely competitive price, it's very difficult, I think, for long-term survival.
Again, in this tough market that you've outlined for me, one's also got to ask the question why new brands would see opportunity in South Africa. What is that opportunity and in what demographic?
Yeah, the opportunity is because cars in South Africa are extremely aspirational. The rest of the world just uses it as something to get from A to B. Here, we grow up, we want to own a vehicle, we want to drive a vehicle, we want to show we've made it in inverted commas. So that hasn't gone away. But the other massive reality is the public transport system is just not there. We don't really have any alternative to acquiring a vehicle. And in terms of the demographic, definitely we're seeing a lot of young black female coming into the market, which is fantastic. And there's a major safety element to walking, taking taxis, things like that. It's just not safe. So getting into your own vehicle, you're in control of that. Even if it is an entry-level vehicle, it's a lot safer and a lot of sales there.
And that is the state of the auto industry in South Africa right now. Brandon Cohen, thank you very much indeed. National Chairperson of the National Automobile Dealers Association.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.